Our Savior Jesus Christ destroyed death and brought life to light through the gospel. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. While they were all amazed at his every deed, Jesus said to his disciples, "Pay attention to what I am telling you. The Son of Man is to be handed over to men." But they did not understand this saying. Its meaning was hidden from them, so that they should not understand it. And they were afraid to ask him about this saying. The Gospel of the Lord. As we grow older, our five senses begin to fail. As you can see, I'm using readers to see and preach this homily. Otherwise, I'd have to hold the paper like this in front of my face. Optometrists tell us this starts to happen around the age of 40 or 45. My mom's hearing is not 100%, although she denies that. And my dad's hearing is impaired by selective hearing, where he ignores things that are unpleasant or disagreeable, like the honey-do list. But the hearing of teenagers is not perfect either, because parents have to tell them 20 times to do their homework and to take out the trash, stop playing video games, and stop fighting with their sister. We struggle to optimize our sense of hearing throughout life. In the gospel today, the apostles struggle to hear the hard part of Jesus' teaching, namely about his suffering and death. After Jesus' second prediction of his passion and death in the gospel of Luke, Luke notes curiously, "But they did not understand this saying. Its meaning was hidden from them so that they should not understand it." In other words, the apostles are not dealing with hearing loss like my mom, or selective hearing like my dad, or teenage hearing. Rather, a specific part of the gospel truth is deliberately being withheld from their hearing and comprehension, because they would be overwhelmed by hearing it. I'm reminded of that memorable scene from the movie A Few Good Men, where Jack Nicholson is on the witness stand and being interrogated by Tom Cruise, and pushed to the limit, he barks back, "You can't handle the truth." Remember that? Similarly, the apostles could not handle the hard truth about his suffering and sacrifice that day, as Jesus began his final journey to Jerusalem and the cross. But after Jesus' glorious resurrection and the outpouring of the Spirit at Pentecost, their ears would be opened to the full truth of the gospel. They could not only handle the truth, then they would be eager to suffer and die for the truth. My friends, what are some of the truths that are too hard for us to hear? Sometimes spouses keep secrets from each other because they feel that the other person can't handle the truth of what I might tell them. You know, when I prepare young engaged couples for marriage, I encourage them to be as honest and transparent as possible with each other. Why? I tell them, the worst thing that can happen to you on your wedding day is you marry a stranger. Why would they be less than honest? Because they believe the other person's ears are not ready to hear everything they want to share. I find it challenging as a priest to preach the full gospel truth to the congregation on Sunday. conservative Catholic ears are closed to progressive church teaching, like immigration and the preferential option for the poor. Liberal Catholic ears are closed to the traditional teaching on pro-life and marriage. Or we dismiss those teachings that we disagree with as wrong or stupid. Why? Because both sides can't handle the truth of all that the church teaches. As you may know, my sister Mary Gouldy runs the OCIA program here at St. Mary Magdalene. Those OCIA are classes for non-Catholics who want to learn about our Catholic faith and perhaps join the church. Often, their Catholic spouse accompanies them to the classes for a little refresher course in the faith. But invariably, at some point, the Catholic exclaims in astonishment, "I never knew we believed all that." Well, they've been hearing all that their whole life. But finally, their ears and their hearts are open to hearing it. They can handle the truth at last. As you approach the altar this morning for Holy Communion, ask Jesus for the grace to be able to handle the whole hard truth of the gospel, the suffering it entails, the truth your spouse wants to share with you but is afraid to, the liberal teachings of the church, the traditional teachings of the church, and so forth. In the Eucharist, we receive the risen Christ, who gives us his Pentecostal spirit so that we can hear and handle everything he wants to tell us for our salvation. Perhaps that is why hearing is the last sense we lose. When someone is in coma or under sedation, doctors tell us they can still hear their loved ones. Perhaps only at the end can we finally handle the truth. Praise be Jesus Christ.